Good morning, dear family. It is April 26, 2015 at 4:35 a.m. And I had a really sweet, sweet experience in prayer tonight. The Lord did ask me to tell you about it. Tonight when I came into worship after a few minutes, I felt the Lord to my right. So I looked with the eyes of my heart, and we were sitting in a freestanding love seat-sized swing, swinging back and forth just very casually to the sound of the music. And as I leaned my head upon his shoulder, I began to relax, worshiping him through the music. Then I began to see that we were in an exquisite garden with colors and textures from a Kincaid painting, but even more beautiful with fragrances that were just intoxicating. I couldn't actually smell them very acutely, but I sensed them. Anyway, after a few more moments of worship, I began to make out the faces of some of my favorite Christians throughout time. Apostles and prophets and the fathers of the faith, faithful men and women of God. And they were all sitting around in the garden, worshiping as well. I really had a longing at that point to see all of the sweet souls in our YouTube family there as well. I thought if only they could see and smell this wonderful garden of souls whom they are a part of in the Lord's heart. And the Lord spoke to me after that, and he said, someday that vision will include them and we will all rejoice together. But for now, my sweet brides, men and women, take comfort that I have gone to prepare a place for you. And I'm not going to read the rest of what he said because it comes at the end of the message. Getting back to the message, I really felt the Lord strongly, and I've been waiting on him for quite some time in worship just to be sure that it's him that I'm talking to. And he asked me, he said, are you satisfied? In other words, are you satisfied that it's me? And I said, yes, thank you, Lord. Well, let's move on then. Okay. And then he kind of chided me for a little, I guess you could call it internet surfing, just a couple of people I wanted to check out that had posted dreams, and I was interested in what they had to say. So the Lord said, Claire, you're weakening your faith by listening to others this way. Can't you just trust me? I'm ashamed, Lord. Because what actually is going on, I measure myself against them just to know, well, if they said that, am I wrong? You know, I get into unbelief that way, and I get insecure. Well, family, maybe you can understand now what I meant by he's looked for someone totally insufficient to do this job, weak in every way, and he found me, and I was really well-suited because I'm not well-suited. So I'm just giving you a glimpse of the insecurity and the foolishness that I get into so that you can understand that you couldn't possibly be worse at this than I am. So you know that the Lord is going to speak to you, because if he'll speak to me, he'll speak to anyone. And he said, you should be ashamed after all I've done for you and through you. Don't demean other visionaries and just don't listen to them. Really, it is poison for you. And I asked him, well, why do I do that? And he said, pride, giving birth to curiosity, a need to know, a need to be affirmed by man. I said, well, that's not good. I'm really sorry. And he kind of quipped, it happens to the best of them. Well, nonetheless, obedience would protect me from that, wouldn't it, Lord? Yes, it would. Please help me to be more obedient. Oh, Claire, I love you so much. I do not condemn you for being afraid. I understand, beloved, many wicked and deceiving spirits have gone out into the world to deceive and mislead many. It is to be commended that you are so careful, even if I do allow you to bottom out sometimes. It is always to strengthen you in humility. Better to depend on me than on yourself, and your ability to hear me. All is a gift. Nothing is your own. All has been given into your hands. I am with you, Claire. Deep sigh. Thank you, my Lord, my God, and my all. Then he continued, shall I go on deceiving those with a humble heart who seek me sincerely for the good of the body? No. To those I have given the key to my heart, and I will nurture and protect them in all their ways. And that reminded me of something. Ezekiel had just sought the Lord on this very topic. He asked if my personality would substantially color the Lord's words to me. When my husband went to the Bible Promises, prayerfully opening it, he got God's protection. That was the heading, and then all the scriptures that have to do with that underneath the heading. And it made me feel so secure when he told me that, because that's what I've always wanted. Oh, thank you, Lord, I don't want that in me at all. Well, there are times when your choice of words to communicate what I have given you in an understanding without words may have a little semblance, but for the most part, I truly am protecting you from that. Now, down to business, he said. Let's move forward to after the rapture. In heaven, I have prepared a wonderful abode for each of my precious brides. I have discriminating taste, you know. I said, yes, I've noticed, Lord. By the way, my father was an interior designer, so I can be pretty fussy, but he has exquisite taste. And he's mastered the use of color and texture beyond anything the human mind can fathom. Very much a God thing. He continued, yes, each palace is perfect for each one of you. I have made notes of all your tastes, colors, textures, animals, architecture, favorite flowers and gardens and natural surroundings. Some of you prefer apartment-type dwellings. And what I have prepared for you, you will love. Some of you love the desert. Wait until you see the cactus plants I have grown for you, blooming continuously with your favorite colored flowers. Waterfalls and canyons, water bluer than the sky, with shades of green and aqua dancing. You will love your palace. Some of you love the beach. For you, I have chosen favorite shells, sizes and colors, iridescence and even sparkles, giant ferns and broadleaf jungle plants, stately palm trees and fresh coconut. You will never get over the lavishness of your dwelling. And for those who love the mountain forests, well, you'll have to talk to Claire about that or read their book. You will be utterly amazed. Heart-shaped lakes, colorful fish that love to be petted, turtles that will ride you around exploring underwater, crystals and caves. Forest animals you will love, gingerly walking alongside you. Does with their fawns, elk, bear, cougar, and all your favorite animals waiting for you. Oh, how they are waiting too. Believe it or not, they are filled with expectation, waiting for their human companions. And he quickened a scripture to me at that point, Romans 8:19. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. So they're all things in creation are somehow aware of what's going to be happening soon when everything is regenerated, and certainly in heaven. He continued, they know your name, who you are. They will communicate with you their feelings and desires to create an atmosphere of pure bliss and oneness with all of creation, just as it is written. Everything has been filled to overflowing with love, and therefore everything overflows with love. What I have waiting for you, my brides, will bowl you over in its entirety. You will indeed be dazed for days, although time is perceived differently. But you will be bowled over as you discover every little detail I have created for you. Butterflies of your favorite color, birds with elaborate plumage, bees that sing and share their honey generously, even flying about in a heart shape, just to tell you they are filled with my love. Those creatures man has used as symbols of evil will be revealed in their former innocence, as I created them to console you and be a part of the ecosystem, such as owls, snowy owls, and falcons. In heaven there is no death or dying, but there is birth. How does that happen, Lord? In a mystery I will not unfold to you as yet. I would like to save some surprises for you after all. Okay, well, I reasoned that a pregnant animal might die, and then of course it would be restored with its young in heaven. That's one way, but there are others. Moving along, my very curious and persistent bride, I have created food for you in heaven that will replace everything you love on earth, but has its source outside of animal flesh. There's no killing of animals in heaven, not fish, bird, or mammal. As you might have guessed, heaven is enormous. There are planes within planes within planes, dimensions within dimensions, as Ezekiel experienced through the giant conch shell. We didn't write about this one in the book, but Ezekiel was swimming with the Lord, and there was an enormous conch shell lying on the sandy bottom of a very deep lake. As he swam into it, he came to the surface and found himself in a huge green meadow with children playing and baby animals everywhere. It was such a happy place, and it was created for the children just to bring them joy, joyful beyond description. Then the Lord continued, "There are vehicles in heaven, as well as horses and giant birds. Although you will be able to move about in the air freely, you will not be burdened even when you walk. Everything will be totally without effort or pain. For some of you, this will be a revelation, as life is so painful to you now on earth." Okay, Lord, I just got to ask, what about keyboards? You know how I love my keyboard. It was interesting, when the keyboard was given to me, it was in the spirit. Someone saw it when we were praying. They called it a golden harp. And on the cover of one of the boards for it that has the music on it, was a symphony with a golden harp on the front. And this keyboard is just amazing. So anyway, what about keyboards, I asked. He said, "The instruments you will have in heaven are light as a feather, but do an enormous amount of work, much like what you have now. But you will also be assigned angels with instruments, and any sound you desire, they will be able to reproduce, very spontaneously, I might add. They will hear what is in your mind and execute it flawlessly. Communication will be supernatural, totally supernatural." Wow, that cuts out a good 2/3 of the stress on earth. Truly, everything in heaven is effortless. Lord, will we grow too accustomed to this and begin to get bored? Oh no, there is so much exchange of gifts and communication, songs and movies. Wait, there's movie making in heaven? Yes, there is storytelling and creative outlets for sharing that will totally surpass anything on earth. And the easiest part is that they will be permanently recorded on the tapes of heaven. Tapes in heaven? Yes, a vehicle for recording permanence, just as we have books in the heavenly library. We have recordings, both audio and visual. Oh boy, this was really stretching me to hear this. However, there will be many live performances by the angels who will serve as characters and helpers and the whole process. You can't even begin to imagine what I have in store for you, Claire. Wow, I've always wanted to make movies. Ezekiel has too. You'll get your chance, but may I say you'll absolutely love the worship and being a part of that? Well, it will be next to impossible to pry you away from worship. Oh, Lord, that blesses my heart so. You know we have not gotten the opportunities to lead worship on earth that we've wanted. And my skill level, well, it needs improvement. That will not even be an issue anymore. You will hear something in your mind and immediately you will play it to perfection. Oh, this is almost too much, Lord. I know, my love, but I am wanting to give all my brides a picture of where they will soon be, just to strengthen them for the last brief leg of the journey. You will consider that your present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in you. Truly, this scripture will be fulfilled. Well, hopefully, you will all drink in my words and gaze upon the heaven that awaits you. Tell them about our prayer time tonight. And that's when I shared with you about the swing. We were in the swing in the gardens of heaven with these exquisite colors and textures and fragrances. Really, really beautiful. And so peaceful and so joyful. It was almost as though the flowers were singing. It was such a sweet, sweet environment. The only thing that was lacking was the presence of my YouTube family. I really, really long to share that with all of you. So the Lord continued, and he said, someday that vision will include them, and we will all rejoice together. But for now, my sweet bride, men and women all, take comfort that I have gone to prepare a place for you, so that we may live the true fullness of life in one another's company. Be strengthened and encouraged. I am coming soon.